Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Dave's World today was sent to me by Jules. Jules loves to send me stuff. Jules Lucas, how are you, Jules? You're a legend. But it's really nice. Dermot's not much of an animal lover, but surely even he will be moved to think that these are nice stories.
Well, it's not that I don't hate animals.
No.
I don't walk around kicking dogs or putting them in wheelie bins. But I don't get as turned on sort of internet animal fodder that you would sit through hours of in our office.
Yeah. Cunasoverload.com if you ever want to just look at animals for hours. Anyway, you may remember a story I told them. Obviously, this is, you know, some of our afternoon listeners may not have heard this, so I'll tell it very quickly. But Tracy's dad, when he was a small boy, lived in the North Circular Road, and the family had a holiday home in Skerries. So it was obviously a journey back, I won't say how old her dad was, but back in the 40s, right? So they hopped on the horse and cart, and and out they went. The family, they headed out in the horse cart, and they went out to Skerries. Left the dog in with a neighbour. 3 days later, pawing at the door, the dog arrived out, had followed the smell of the lads and the horse, and made his way from North Circular Road out to Skerries.
All I'm getting from the story is that your wife's family didn't really wash that much.
Something like that. Well, similar thing happened. The Doolan family in Aurora, Illinois, moved to East Lansing, Michigan, which is 260 miles away. And they gave away their mixed breed dog, Tony, because for whatever reason, wherever they're going, they couldn't have Tony.
Why did they call the dog Tony?
Great name for a dog. 6 weeks later, Tony came trotting into East Lansing and made himself known to Mr. Doolan, who recognised the dog because obviously he knew the dog, but also had made a little notch in his collar years ago while still in Illinois, and the same collar on the dog. And he was like, what the hell is that about? Amazing.
So the dog walked
260 miles to find his family and found them. This is what's more remarkable.
They turned around and went, can you not take a hint?
Leslie and Donnie McElhenney, they live in Wisconsin. And then their one-year-old tabby cat, Emily, disappeared. But she didn't really just disappear. She went on a 4,500-mile journey. She was on her evening prowl, got stuck in a container of paper bales, which got put onto a truck, which was then shipped to Belgium and finally arrived in France, where employees at a laminating company found her, obviously very thin and thirsty after her journey. But she was wearing tags, which had the number on it. So they just eventually rang America, got through to the family, and then they lashed her on a Continental Airlines flight for free and sent her home.
Genius. I'd love if that's what happened to that cat in the video, that he had actually travelled 4,000 miles, months travelling on freight things, everything, arrives outside his family's house and someone picks him up and puts him in a wheelie bin.
I'm not going on from that.
I made it. Hey, what are you doing?
Drop me an email, davehasnofriends@90fm.com. I shall send today's facts out to you. Oh, Michael Jackson, Black or White. 20 past 6. It's 90FM and Tuesday. Champions League is back. Yeah.